With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The highest-level tsunami warning has been downgraded in west-central Japan following a 7.6-magnitude earthquake. Still, the Japanese government urges coastal residents not to let down their guard.
I humbly ask that all citizens be cautious of the risk of further earthquakes and request that everyone living in the area where powerful tremors took place pay close attention to the local authorities' evacuation orders, as well as information on television, radio, and online.
A Japanese government spokesman heard through a BBC translator, the most powerful quake started a fire and collapsed buildings on the west coast of Japan's main island, Honshu. British Defense Secretary Grant Shapps says the UK's military is ready to take decisive action against Iran-backed rebels.
Houthi rebels have been attacking shipping in the Red Sea since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Mr. Shapps said that what was happening was a test for the international community. He warned that a failure to protect the route, which is heavily used for trade, would embolden those looking to threaten elsewhere. In what appears to be a warning shot, he said the Houthis should be under no misunderstanding. The UK was committed to holding malign actors accountable for unlawful seizures and attacks. He pointed to an incident last month in which a British warship deployed to the Red Sea shot down a suspected attack drone, saying it showed the UK was willing to take direct action and wouldn't hesitate to take further action to deter threats to freedom of navigation in the Red Sea.
That's a BBC's Helen Catt. North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un saying his military should thoroughly annihilate the U.S. and South Korea if it is provoked. No action today on Wall Street. The markets closed for New Year's Day, 2023, a year of solid gains for the key indices. This is SRN News. A United Nations official is concerned about transgenderism in the U.S.
Reem Al-Salam is a UN expert on violence against women and girls, and she says efforts by the Biden administration to allow males to compete against females under Title IX civil rights law is dangerous. She says the U.S. would be in violation of its international human rights obligations, adding, quote, "The proposed Title IX rules change would have detrimental effects on the participation of biological women and girls in all sports." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians across the country are remembering American Family Association founder Don Wildman, who died last week at the age of 85. Wildman started the AFA, first known as the National Federation for Decency, in 1977 after working as a pastor in the United Methodist Church. In 1991, he launched American Family Radio, which set up stations across the U.S. to spread the ministry's message. This is SRN News. On carjacking in Nevada.
Authorities say a man who fatally shot his mother 2 days after Christmas and set off a high-speed chase in Las Vegas has now been shot and killed by officers. Police say 36-year-old Justin Davidson was heavily armed and had stolen a police cruiser and carjacked several bystanders at gunpoint during the chase. A police official says they found evidence suggesting the suspect may very well have been planning a much larger attack. Jason Walker reporting.
A Colorado mother suspected of killing two of her young children, injuring a third, is under arrest in the United Kingdom. Kimberly Singler's 9-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son were found dead December 19th when police responded to an unfounded report of a burglary at their home. They're not saying how they tracked the woman down. More details at SRNNews.com.